Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mahomes with a dagger through the heart, man to man. Andy Reid special, running back underneath, so he's got to run through everybody else. And for the quarterback who's never not made it to the AFC Championship game, every year he started, he's going back again, Jim, for a three-peat chance.
P. Ryan had not touched the football the entire game. He gets the play, had to get around Bernard, by the way, for the first down. And all emotions on those sidelines. And they can call it a three-peat. We know that has been trademarked by Pat Riley. You can call it a whatever you want. Three-chief, a chief-peat, whatever it is. They're about to head to New Orleans to explore the opportunity to reach a level that's never been seen before, Tony, in the history of the NFL. Chance at three consecutive Super Bowl titles.
Who could have thought?
I'm still flabbergasted by that.
So I am not a proponent of play-by-play guys scripting their stuff, but now I understand maybe you should. maybe have a clue that the Chiefs might win. And
you don't think he's scripted three chief? That's scripted.
No, three chief.
Chief Pete.
Chief Pete.
But that was a bullet point thing because he goes on this, he's like, call it whatever you want.
I get what you're saying.
And then he's like three chief or three Pete. And you're like, call it whatever you want. You're the play-by-play guy. Pat Riley, of course, had three-peat trademarked. I'm like, all right. So why even bring that up?
Call it whatever you want.
I'll call it three-peat.
Three-chief?
What? Or chief-peat. We're not going to call it either one, Jim.
I can't get past that. I can talk about this for 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl.
Do you think this could be a prop for next week when we do our Prop-a-Palooza? Does Kevin Burkhart refer to it as a chief-peat or a three-chief?
I'm going to go with no. That's got to be like minus 1,000, but I'm going to go with no.
Tom Brady's like, I'm not going to say
that.
He's
like, we are not stealing that.
I'm not doing that.
Did you see, just to stick with Nance for a moment, we'll get into Belichick and Reed here in hour number two of Jones and Keefe. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of football's postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. I see a lot of you hanging out on the Celtics as well. We'll get to your Celtics phone calls here before we tear off some Super Bowl halftimes. Did you see Nance is blaming the guys in the truck for why he said there was a flag on the field?
Yeah.
He's like, well, they told me.
They told me, well,
I didn't see it, but they told me it was there.
It's like, do you see a flag? And then Tony Romo was like, I didn't see a flag, Jim.
Kevin Harlan on the radio broadcast, because Nance said it on TV and they put the graphic up, Kevin Harlan said on the radio that there was a flag on the field. It was like a whole mess.
That is a disaster. Not Nance's fault, though.
I bet they had to report from the sideline that there had been a flag, but there was no flag. There was no penalty at all.
I was told that there was a flag.
They told me.
Nance strikes me as the guy that nothing is ever his fault.
No.
Ever.
No. And I think I like him so much. I like him so much more with Romo. I hated him with Sims.
Same.
I like him with Romo. I feel like Romo, you're just like, Romo, shut up, you clown. Let the professional do his job.
Romo's just the everyman.
I never felt that way.
Sit back watching the game with your buds.
When Sims was wafting his farts in Nance's face, I never felt that way. No, I couldn't stand Nance.
Well, especially by the end of Nance Sims, because every Patriots game was Nance Sims, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, enough.
Like, this is, we've overdone our...
I've grown to respect Jim Nance a little more, but that was a rough showing.
Yep. Well, that's why, you know, onward and upward, Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady for the Super Bowl, which actually should be good.
I'm actually genuinely looking forward to Brady on that game. He's been good the last 2 weeks.
And also just him doing the Mahomes game and him doing the Chiefs Pete, the whole thing is going to be great.
So here's what we're going to do all week long at 11 o'clock for the rest of this week leading into, you know, the big build up to the Super Bowl next week.
Yep.
We're going to line up one aspect of the Patriots and Chiefs, one dynasty versus the other.
All right.
We'll eventually get to the full dynasty, of course. We'll get deeper into Brady and Mahomes, maybe even Kelce and Gronk. We're going to start today with Belichick and Andy Reid. And if you want, Keith, I can line up some of the resumes here.
You can line up resumes.
We really get into it. I think if you are looking purely at accolades, it's Bill, and it's really not that close. Bill is 6 Super Bowls, wins. I'm not counting his time as a coordinator. 9 Super Bowl appearances, 3-time coach of the year, AP coach of the year.
Yeah, and that's also one where he certainly could have won it more, but you're like,
you know,
no,
usually
for sure.
Give it to like a scrub Bill, team and whatever.
Bill should have won it more than three times.
Yeah,
I agree
with you. But that's sort of the nature of that award.
Andy Reid's only won Coach of the Year once, AP Coach of the Year.
Hmm.
He is a three-time Super Bowl winner, although could be four in 2 weeks.
Sitting on three.
He's in his
half
sixth,
as many.
He's in his sixth Super Bowl. So it's his sixth Super Bowl appearance as a head coach.
So 6-9.
Correct.
Nice.
Real nice.
Nice.
So right there, just purely on accolades, and you tell me if you think I'm missing anything so far.
No, those are the
purely on accolades,
yeah.
It's advantage Bill. And I think anybody rationally looking at it can say, look, Reid could get there, but he's not there yet on accolades, right? Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Bill has the record for Super Bowl wins as a head coach, appearances as a head coach. He has the record for most playoff wins as a head coach. He also has the most playoff appearances as a head coach. I guess he's tied, and he has the most divisional championships as a head coach. Those are all records that Bill owns.
So on those accolades, certainly advantage Bill.
Yep.
Where you get into the weeds, to me, is when you start getting into the record, which, number one, Bill is 333-178 as a head coach, counting the postseason, in 29 years as a head coach. That's a 652 winning percentage. Andy Reid, neck and neck with him. He's at 301, could be 302, mm-hmm. 162-1. That's a 649 winning percentage in 26 years. But the win total, like, Bill isn't going to catch Don Shula at this point. Andy Reid could. Andy Reid could pass Bill Belichick in fewer seasons in wins in, I don't know, the next 2 years. I heard Hart talking about this last week. And then you get into what they accomplished without their star quarterback.
Yeah, this is where the conversation, I think, begins.
Okay.
Because those other numbers are pretty slam dunk right now for Belichick.
I agree. Even the wins, if you just look on win percentage and total wins right now, that's still Bill. Here's where you get in the weeds. Bill is 83-104 lifetime without Tom Brady. That's a 444 win percentage.
83-104.
Yeah.
So, just real quick, that would be Matt Castle, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mac Jones, Cam Newton, all the guys in Cleveland, Drew Bledsoe.
A couple of Jacoby Brissett games.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's 83-104 with two playoff appearances. He's 1-2.
And this is the stat I feel guys like Rex Ryan and others really want to point out. Like, coaches that are super jealous of Bill will point out the fact that, you know, if you have a record like that, you're not lasting very long in the NFL. You don't even get to get that kind of record in the NFL.
And so, look, he won a lot with Brady, and they were great with Brady. He made the playoffs twice in his life without Brady. Andy Reid has been phenomenal, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes. He's been much better with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He couldn't win without Patrick Mahomes a Super Bowl, but he got to one. He's 182-121, 601 win percentage without Mahomes, 11-13 in the playoffs. I mean, that's sub 500, but he got to the playoffs pretty much every year.
Wait, he's 11-13
without Mahomes.
So 24 playoff games without Mahomes.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, they made an NFC title game 4 or 5 years in a row.
And that's mostly Donovan McNabb, Alex Smith. He had a Michael Vick year, didn't
Correct.
He? Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, if you're going to make the case for Andy Reid, it's that, well, yeah, he's closing in on Bill for all of these career accolades, the Super Bowls, the appearances, the total wins, and he accomplished so much more before he ever got Mahomes. He couldn't win, but at least he could make the playoffs and make a Super Bowl and make championship games. Bill couldn't even make the playoffs without Brady.
No, Andy Reid's a really good coach without a Hall of Fame quarterback. Bill Belichick, you can't make that case for. Now, I give him a lot of credit for the 20-year run or 18-year run, I guess, whatever it was with Brady. I think sometimes people kind of skip past that, and they're like, well, anybody could have done it. It's like, well, he did it, though, for all that time, so you're not going to remove those accolades away from it. But that's where I think the conversation is pretty interesting, because who's better, Donovan McNabb or Drew Bledsoe? I think Bledsoe is, but maybe you can make the case for McNabb, but whatever it is, it's close.
I think it's very, very close, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And so you make it four straight NFC championship games and a Super Bowl with Donovan McNabb versus 5-13 with Drew.
Bill won five games in a year plus with Drew Bledsoe.
So, I mean, he got a lot out of McNabb. Alex Smith, you know, he had his ups and downs throughout his career, but he certainly played his best with Andy Reid. So that's why I think this is one of those conversations where Andy Reid doesn't need to match the Super Bowl titles. I don't think it needs to be six or even seven, like, for him to be better. But if it's five, I think his five looks better.
Okay, so you just answered my question.
I think it's five.
Right now, today, we did the same thing with the Celtics earlier today. We'll do the same thing with Bill and Reid. Right now, today, Bill Belichick or Andy Reid?
Today, Bill Belichick. Next Monday, maybe, I know I just said five, but maybe after four, you could maybe convince me
so
it's Reid.
I agree. This is a big one. If Andy Reid wins this one, and the Chiefs are favored too, I think they're going to. We'll see what happens. He might only need four and then a couple more good regular seasons to get there, to me.
Yeah, because I don't think you can overlook the fact.
He needs the fourth, though. He can't sit there on three.
No. Three's not going to get you in the conversation. You're half as many. That's not going to cut it. But four, and let's be honest, four and counting, unless he retires and it's done, because we don't think Bill's going to coach in the NFL again. So those records kind of are what they are, and yep. Andy Reid has a chance to even pass, who knows, maybe even pass the wins record at some point. Like, he's not that far away, especially if he's ripping 15, 17 wins a season.
Yeah, and I'll add this too. Something that I think threatens Patriots fans, because Patriots fans are, if we can all get in the trust tree,
yeah,
threatened by the Chiefs, their budding dynasty. It is a dynasty.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, a budding run at the 20 years of excellence for the Pats. Something that threatens Patriots fans, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, is the Reid-Mahomes relationship. Like, Brady and Belichick always had conflict and tension, always, mm-hmm. even in the good times. And by the end, it broke the thing up. You look at Reid Mahomes and you're like, that could last a long, long time. Health willing for Andy Reid.
Well, God willing.
I don't think Andy Reid is going to go out there and stump for credit like Bill and need the credit. And ego is a massive thing, and maybe it'll get in the way with the Chiefs as well. But that's one where I don't really see the egos getting in the way of Reid wanting more credit than Mahomes. It did with Bill and Brady.
No, it seems like it's going to have to be more, you know, does their defense keep up that? Does Travis Kelce squeeze out another season or two? Or like at some point, Mahomes, like Brady did, is going to have to do it with a whole new cast of characters. So are you able to go from, they already won it without Tyreek Hill.
From Tyreek Hill to Juju? Yep. Yeah, he can do that.
No, I know. But like you've always had this safety blanket of Travis Kelce. You even got Kareem Hunt back, you know, after all that happened. But, you know, like Tom Brady, I mean, do you go from Troy Brown and Deion Branch to Edelman and Gronk? Like, are you able to do that? Or does the front office swing and miss? And let's face it, they kind of have at times. Like, Sky Moore, swing and miss. Although Xavier Worthy looks like maybe he's good. So we'll see where it goes from there. But, no, I think the other thing that stands out is we all remember Andy Reid not being able to get the job done against the Patriots in that Super Bowl, and Donovan McNabb throwing up in the huddle, and Andy Reid being like a joke for a while. Like, yeah. Andy Reid being like, oh my God, you get close game late, he's going to, you know, have his hands around his own throat. But he's gotten better. So that's the guy. I've always brought this up too with Kyle Shanahan. Like, Kyle Shanahan needs to aspire to be Andy Reid, because right now he is kind of a late game choke artist. You got a great offense, but what are you going to do at the end? That was Andy Reid. And I think for a lot of Patriots fans, we remember that so vividly that it took a lot for him to sort of shake that
well,
label.
And I do think, you know, I don't think Bill was great situationally without Brady. The second he had Cam Newton and Mac Jones, he stunk situationally. And I think
even played big games.
Well, but this is what I was going to say. There's some of that with Reid, too. Like, Mahomes, obviously, you look a lot smarter and better in the situation because you have the quarterback. But Reid at least got to the point where he was in big games and he choked, and we're like, that guy's a choker. Bill couldn't even get there without Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Reid could get there with McNabb. He could get there with Alex Smith. He could get to the playoffs with Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Bill couldn't even get to that point where we'd consider him a choker in big games, because he won 44% of the games in his life mm-hmm. without Tom Brady. Whereas Reid made the playoffs 13 times before he ever got Patrick Mahomes on his roster. So you can jump in on this. We agree. Today it's Bill Belichick. Talk to us on Monday.
Yeah.
It might be Reid. And a year from now, they're sitting on two more Super Bowls. That's definitely Reid.
Because right now, I think it's the easy way to look at it is Belichick with Brady right now is better than Reid with Mahomes, right? That's still to be determined. Mm-hmm. But right now, that version of their career, that part of their careers, advantage Belichick. But Belichick without Brady versus Reid without Mahomes, it's really not close.
No.
Like, it is pretty overwhelming. So, like, how much of that can then close the gap on this Mahomes era run?
So you guys, can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. I heard Chris Curtis talk about this last week. It's a much closer debate right now than Brady Mahomes. Mahomes is trending ahead of Brady's career pace, but this one is a real debate. By Monday, it'll be a real debate.
Yeah. Well, Brady,
Belichick or Reid.
But Brady winning with a different coach also makes it. And
it's massive.
It's massive. And a Super Bowl win head-to-head over Mahomes is massive. And I know Belichick beat Reid, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a little bit. It sort of separates Brady to another degree.
And it also undercuts Bill.
Yes.
Brady won without Bill. I mean, so far, Mahomes hasn't won without Reid either.
Good point. If he does, you're right. A little bit of a shot,
Undercut Reid a little bit. If Spagnuolo takes over and they win a Super Bowl with him, it'll look different. 617-779-7937. Bunch of you waiting patiently. You can jump in on this. Still lingering on the Celtics as well. Randy is in Providence. Go ahead, Randy.
Hi. Two things, I guess, real quick on the Mahomes versus Brady thing. Mahomes has had still, like, Kelsey and, you know, Chris Jones on defense, a couple pieces. Brady did it with so many different pieces that it's just inarguable.
Brady had Tylon, Richard Seymour. They're both in the Hall of Fame.
He had Hall of Famers.
Early in his career, yeah.
Right, but I mean, he had different pieces. Like,
well, he played for 20 years.
Mahomes,
he had to.
Hasn't been there long enough, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But so what I had called in about, Doug Marrone got hired yesterday in a role that we think is the offensive line coach, probably. And, you know, I understand he's got a lot of experience with offensive line, but with 30 years of experience comes 30 years of results. And I was going through them. I can't find one player that was like a later than second round pick that he coached up to be a really, really good starter. I couldn't find one offensive line that was really, really good. In fact, there are some really concerning ones in Jacksonville. He was head coach there, but still, I just don't see the results over the past 30 years.
Well, Randy, he had a winning year with Buffalo long before they ever got Josh Allen.
Yeah, they snapped like a 10-year losing season streak.
And he made an AFC title game with the Jags. So if you're looking at him purely as a head coach, I know he's regarded as a good offensive line coach. I really don't know the stats on his O-lines, but I think he was a pretty good head coach. And so I feel a guy who was a decent head coach, and you're not even asking him to be a coordinator, he's a positional coach on the O-line. I actually think that's a really good hire. Something I want to get into with Curran when we talk to him at high noon.
Mm-hmm.
Might be too many big egos on this coaching staff.
There's a lot of experience, to the caller's point.
There is.
There's a lot of guys that have been, you know, either been head coaches or just been in the league a really long time.
I'll take that 1,000 times out of 1,000 over last year's coaching staff where no one had any experience.
Yeah.
But one of the drawbacks of a bunch of ex-head coaches is everybody thinks they know how to do it. And I want to get into this with Curran because I think he feels the same way when we talk to him at high noon. You like the Marrone hire.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't. Now, I guess I didn't do the legwork that the caller did and go through every offensive line and every player that he's had along the way. I just kind of like the experience. The key, though, here is going to be getting new and better linemen. Because even if you had Dante Scarnecchia back, who we all view as the greatest offensive line coach of all time, what's he going to get out of Deontay Jacobs and some of these guys? Like, I can't imagine a whole lot.
No.
So they need to improve the talent first and foremost.
Let's go back out to the phones. Our buddy Tommy's in Lynn. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, Banner Jones? What's up, Keith?
What's up?
I have a question to ask you about the Celtics. What's going on with Tatum right now? Because Tatum, in the first quarter in these games, he hasn't had any points lately in the first quarter. Is there a struggle with him right now? You think there's something wrong with him, guys?
Okay, do I think there's something wrong with Tatum? No, I just think
he's too passive.
Yeah, sometimes he's just too passive. And good to hear from Tommy and Lynn. It's been a long time since we've heard from him.
Yes.
What was the stat you brought up, Keith?
Oh, Terp had
this. In a break. Yeah.
So basically, if he shoots, is it under 15 shots in a game, they're 1-3. And the one win came in a game in which he didn't even play the fourth quarter, and they won in like by 50 points.
They blew out Toronto on New Year's Eve. That's the one win where he's taken fewer than 15
and then
shots.
So Terp had this one. I think he and Mega were talking about it on their Celtics podcast about how I think it was the usage percentage, so you can get into whether you like the usage stat or not.
Apparently, Mazzulla hates it. It's the one stat Mazzulla doesn't like is what Terp is
saying. And so I guess when it's 30% or lower, the Celtics are 7-10 for Tatum.
7-10.
So basically, you just need more Tatum. You need more Tatum, more shots for Tatum, more buckets, all that.
And so that's empirical data, right? And you don't have to love the stats there, but that's citing, you know, specific numbers where if Tatum doesn't hit a certain field goal threshold, they suck. Mm-hmm. And if he's not a bigger part of the game plan, the usage, which, you know, factors in assists, points, things like this, possessions that end with that guy touching the ball, then you're a better team when Tatum's more involved, which I think makes sense. And then get into something anecdotal. They beat up on a bunch of teams missing their best players last year in the postseason and a 5 seed in the finals. If you get that road again, then maybe you can get Tatum floating through a postseason and Jaylen Brown can be your best player and you can win.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a tougher road and you get, you know, I don't know, a team like the Knicks in the second round and a team like Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Final, and they're all full go with their best players, and then you got to run through a team like Denver or OKC out west, I think you need a better version of Tatum and a more involved version of Tatum and not a guy floating through like he floated through the first half last night.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how you can be 100% okay with how the team has been playing where they're basically 500 for a quarter of the season. Like, that's a long stretch to be kind of yo-yoing games,
losing. I mean, Houston's a solid team, but you've also lost to some really bad teams along this stretch as well. You've lost in a variety of ways. Last night, you're missing some of your guys, but you know what? They've lost, it feels like, more games when they've had all their guys. Yeah. Like, that was sort of one of the excuses that they've had for a while.
That's 100%. It's like, oh, they were shorthanded last night. Like,
they're worse when they got everybody.
Then when they have everybody, they're figuring out how to play with everybody.
It's like, all right.
So you got to pick one. And I've been saying this all day long, and we'll continue to say it as we talk Celtics here, mixed in with all your thoughts on Bill Belichick, Andy Reid. Today, we're still taking Bill Belichick. Come talk to us 2 Mondays from now, though, about who we're taking in that coaching debate. But the one thing I'll say about the Celtics that we should all agree on, they're not as good as we thought they would be at this point. Yeah. Maybe they'll turn it around. Maybe you believe more than I do that they'll turn it around. And they can still raise banner 19. But they're not where they should be. They're not where we expected them to be. And if we can all agree on that, then we can really look at this team and analyze why they're off. 617-779-7937. We'll continue here with all your feedback. We'll get to some introductory press conferences in the NFL yesterday. Not a good showing for my guy Liam Cohen.
No.
Pete Carroll introduced for the Raiders. Brian Schottenheimer with the Cowboys. Aaron Glenn had some interesting things to say with the Jets. We'll get to that later on this hour. Plus, we'll get to our tiers on a Tier Tuesday, Super Bowl halftimes.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We're not quite into the full-on Super Bowl, the matchup, the game. So we thought it'd be best to tier off some Super Bowl halftime shows, Keefe, is what we thought.
I love it. We're not going to do them all. We don't have that kind of time nor that kind of memory. So we're going to go back to the Patriots' first Super Bowl win, I should say. We're not going back to the squeeze the cheese. We're going back to the first Super Bowl win. It would actually be the Super Bowl that was played in the year 2002 following the 01 season. And so Billy Lane is going to throw the halftime acts at us, and then we're going to tier them. Right now we have 5 tiers.
Okay.
So these are fluid. We can change them if need be. The first tier, the GOAT tier.
Okay, very self-evident. We understand what that should be.
The greatest of all time tier.
Yep.
Let's go!
Nice.
The this could come into play maybe once, maybe more than once. The not safe for work tier.
NYSF, not safe for work.
Well,
I think.
Wait, what the hell? That's like the Eagles lady.
I hadn't heard that one.
E-G-L-E-S.
NYSF, not safe for work.
Okay. I have a feeling there's definitely going to be one of those.
Not safe for work.
Maybe Bruce Springsteen is crotch right in the camera. We'll get to that
it's
one.
Possible.
Maybe it's that, yeah.
Frisky.
Yeah.
You want a frisky. I like. Sometimes don't sleep on a frisky halftime show.
What's tears without frisky?
A good point.
Yeah.
Another tier, safe olds. I feel like there could be a lot piled up here. Safe olds, coincidentally, might follow the NSFW.
Yeah, there's quite a run of those. Yeah.
And then the bottom tier right now, we have Mayo Grown.
Ew.
Sort of a staple of the bottom tier during Tier Tuesday. So those 5 tiers. And what do we got? Like, we got to rip through these because we got like 20 acts to get to.
Okay, let's do it,
all right,
Bill.
Billy.
Super Bowl 36, U2.
All right.
I think you got to go GOAT. I'm not a U2 guy, but I think you got to go GOAT for...
Just the whole spectacle of it. The first one after 9/11.
Yeah.
It was very emotional.
It's that. It's not... Yeah. I'm not even a U2 guy, but...
I kind of hate U2, I think.
But it rose to the moment, I think. Like, you at least got to give that halftime show that.
I was wondering if you were going to go there. I don't know if it fits in...
These colors don't run? Am I too in the nostalgia of it?
I don't like U2. I hate how they put their album on everybody's iPhone. I thought that was insane. You couldn't, like, even...
Good marketing move.
Terrible.
Good marketing move.
It comes with an album. I don't want it.
Well, you have it anyway.
Maybe, you couldn't delete.
You have a,
it was
you
just
have,
on there.
You have a choice. You don't have to have an Apple phone, just FYI. But keep going.
Yeah, you're the only one that I know that doesn't
well,
have
guess
that.
What?
Thanks
I,
for
well,
screwing
well,
up.
We all get texts.
Guess what? I didn't get stuck with U2 albums on my phone. Yeah, did you ever think about that?
So I'll put it there for nostalgia and the importance of it, because I'm not a monster. I understand that it was very emotional and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But let the record show. I don't care for the band.
Okay, well, you can put it somewhere else, and Billy can break the tie if you want.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, if you hate America.
Want it somewhere else, Bill?
I don't think it's the GOAT.
If you want to hate America and put it somewhere else, you guys want to download it?
So that's where you're making it, though. If you're making it patriotic, then yes, it's the GOAT. It's the greatest performance.
Yeah, well, I think that was a fact. Was that not a factor in that Super Bowl halftime show?
No, it was, but I think your Patriots bias leans towards a lot
of
it.
Okay, that's probably true.
I'll leave it there.
Okay.
I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
Tough start.
Let's not start with hating America, please.
Tough start.
It has nothing to do with the country.
They're not even from here.
The band. Right, exactly.
From here.
Okay, next.
You know, his daughter's an actress.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's in some shows, including that Nicole Kidman, Liv Schreiber.
Lil Bono.
Whodunit.
What do they call her?
Yeah, they call her Lil Bono.
Lil Bono. Yep. Yeah, nice.
Super Bowl 37, Shania Twain, no doubt.
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember this.
I don't remember that. Well, this wasn't a Pats year. This was the year that they didn't make it. So this was Raiders Bucks?
Yeah.
Shania Twain comes out?
I like No Doubt, but yeah, I think we got to Mayo Grown
that. I think we'll Mayo Grown that.
If I don't remember it.
Yeah.
That's got to be Mayo Grown.
Shania Twain?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Gwen Stefani frisky, but yeah, the rest
of it. Oh, No Doubt.
I mean, Shania Twain by her frisky.
All right, Super Bowl 38. Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's hot. I like that.
So that's not suitable for work?
NYSF.
Yeah. This,
not
no doubt.
Not safe for work.
Yeah.
This was one where I remember watching it in a buddy's room in college, and this was pre-DVR, this is pre-all that stuff, at least on the TVs that we had in there. And it was like, I want to say me and like another buddy saw it, and like another three didn't, and Keith. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, and they're like, no way.
Keith, I was like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
I'm like,
Areola!
Yes!
And but then it was such a...
Yes!
It was such another time.
It was like, what is on it?
No.
Well, that was also confusing.
But it went by so quick, you didn't even know. So
the big, like, sun-like piercing.
It was such another time.
Yes!
Yes!
Best Super Bowl ever.
If that was now...
This may be the GOAT.
Okay, if that was now,
the
Keith,
GOAT?
5 seconds later, that picture would be all over social media.
It'd be all over Twitter.
You're just like, I think I saw something, but I don't even know.
Yeah.
And then you didn't even really know until, like, hours later after the game where it became a big story.
Oh, man.
It was another time.
A lot of kids became men that day.
It's burned in there.
I'll never forget it. I bought every one of her albums. Do we actually put it in GOAT and not safe for work?
If you want to. Put that
in
GOAT.
Had a big impact on society.
It did. It did. It actually led to a string of safe olds. So
it led to a string of a lot of stuff.
It might be the most recognizable halftime show.
Probably. Recent vintage.
It's the most memorable one.
Yeah.
And also, just
put it on the GOAT, put you two not suitable for work.
Justin Timberlake got... off scot-free. Nobody said a word about Timberlake.
Yeah.
We love America. We love piercings. Make it a GOAT.
What a bad boy. All right, put it on the GOAT.
It's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Super Bowl 39 was Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's...
You're too old!
That's a safe hold.
There's a lot of safe holds coming up.
Yeah,
that was sort of their thing. They were like, oh my God, we saw a nipple.
Let's drop them all in a bucket. Ready? Who else we got?
Super Bowl 40 was the Rolling Stones.
You're too old!
Safe hold.
Yep.
41 was Prince.
Is Prince a safe old?
No.
The GOAT!
Not GOAT.
Absolutely. Not safe for work? The way he kind of moves around a little bit up there? Prince.
A lot of wiggling. A lot of gesticulating.
Prince. We'd be doing Prince a disservice. And
put him
show.
With a safe old.
He's not a
he's
safe
old. He's not safe.
Frisky, not safe for work, or GOAT?
The GOAT!
If U2's in GOAT, Prince should be in GOAT.
Billy, break the tie. I wouldn't put him in GOAT, but okay, GOAT. GOAT that. Fine.
Yeah, all right.
Go for it.
42, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Safe hold?
Yep.
I like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but safe hold.
Rest in peace.
Again, rest in peace, yeah.
43, Bruce Springsteen.
Same.
You're too old!
The safest and the oldest, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Not quite. 44, The Who.
You're too old!
Jesus, what a run.
It's a full tier.
What a run.
Yeah.
You couldn't dig
their
up anybody else?
Asleep.
The Who?
Their fans were asleep.
I don't remember The Who. In 2010, The Who was a halftime show?
So that was after the 2009 season. So what was that even? What Super Bowl was even that?
Cardinals?
Oh, was it
Cardinals-Steelers?
Steelers?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I guess.
Okay. It's a bunch of safe holds. All right, let's get back into it.
All right, Super Bowl 45 was the Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and Slash.
Okay.
All right, so Black Eyed Peas.
Half of it too old.
Yeah, I kind of remember Slash.
Black Eyed Peas, though. They either got to be Frisky or Mayo Grown.
I'm trying to remember that half.
I'm
going to
go Mayo
like
Grown. If I don't really remember it, it's got to be Mayo Grown. The only thing I really remember about that is Slash's appearance. Other than that, I don't even remember Usher was in another halftime show.
How about Usher getting it done?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Mayo Grown.
46 is Madonna, LMFAO, Nicki Minaj, MIA, CeeLo Green, and Andy Lewis.
It sounds like another Mayo Grown.
Yeah,
Madonna?
I'm out on that.
Speaking
one.
Of and old.
I don't know how safe she is.
out there. Was she?
NYSF.
She
not safe for work.
Nick, you might not be wrong. That's gonna
upset. You want to put Madonna there?
That's gonna upset a lot of soccer moms. But she was not looking her best.
What the hell's that mean? All right, we'll put Madonna in not safe for work.
It's good. 47, Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
Probably good, right? If it was Beyonce,
I'm gonna go Frisky.
All right, I'll put.
Yeah, that's good. It's not goat.
The Beehive.
It's safe for work.
The Beehive.
Beehive.
The Beehive. That's, we're all saying that, right?
Let's go Frisky. It's a Frisky one.
All right.
Yeah, Super Bowl 48, Bruno Mars, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I think people like Bruno Mars, right?
I really liked it in real time.
He's a little dude. You could put him in your pocket.
I really liked it in real time because he put on a show. Cat rewatches, like they re-air all these halftime Super Bowls.
Like
I don't know where she
Bruno
found
Mars
it. Well, I didn't like it as much on a rewatch. I watched them last year before the Super Bowl.
Mm.
When the Niners were in it, Cat got super into
Frisky?
The Super Bowl last year. I think it needs to be Frisky.
All right.
Yeah, started with Gotten a few years ago. Awesome show.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Plus, he got a horn section, so I'm excited for one of those.
He has a good song on Sesame Street, too. I forget if he does one of them.
Wasn't he like a childhood Elvis impersonator? Like, he's like a showman.
He was.
Yeah, he's like a real legitimate showman.
How tall do you think he is?
Oh.
5'1".
Yeah.
I bet he might be 5'1".
Four apples.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You remember Howie Sylvester?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that.
You think he's that height?
Yeah, maybe.
Shout out to both those guys.
Shout out Howie.
Couple of legends.
The greatest.
All right.
Super Bowl 49 was Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, and Missy Elliott.
So this was also Left Shark, which took on a life of its own. I thought the Katy Perry show was pretty good.
I'd pop it up on the goat.
All right.
Great halftime show. Not great backup dancers, but great halftime show.
And that was a hit parade.
And it was Pat Seahawks. Yeah, exactly. You don't know how many good songs
she had. One hit after the next.
Goat that.
Yep.
Super Bowl 50, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Mark Ronson.
Coldplay?
That's a groan. I don't even dislike Coldplay, but
I mean,
for a halftime show,
yeah,
that's not the kind of act I'm trying to put out there.
I'm going to pass on that.
I like Coldplay, but I can't be doing halftime shows.
I know.
Super Bowl 51, Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's goat.
I was wondering where Lady Gaga was tremendous.
She jumped off the roof.
Jumped off the freaking roof.
What is this?
Mission Impossible?
I might just like every Patriots halftime Super Bowl now that
that's
I'm looking at it.
Is.
But
yeah.
But that was another goat.
Lady Gaga was great.
That was in Atlanta or against the Falcons, right? That was 28-3.
She sparked the comeback.
She did. Thank you.
Yeah,
goat.
Super Bowl 52, Justin Timberlake.
I don't really care for Timberlake. I'll be honest with you.
I like Timberlake, but I'm gonna.
He didn't do any of the songs with Andy Samberg. Which is a miss.
He didn't bring Janet back out.
No, he did not bring Janet back. How does he get another shot at it?
Did he throw a bone to the rest of NSYNC?
He did.
He did or didn't?
No, he did not.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think he did. No, this was like suit and tie era Timberlake. No, it's not grown.
Okay.
It was a show.
Frisky?
Frisky. Right. Yeah.
All right, Super Bowl 53, Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy.
That's a great.
I mean, all due respect to Travis Scott and Big Boy, there's only so much they can do. So I'm going to put Maroon 5.
But I'll tell Adam Levine was shredded for that thing. He got in the weight room for that.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, he sure did.
Okay. That's a frisky one. What else?
54 was Shakira, J-Lo, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
That might be not suitable for work.
Yeah, remember how people were like up
NYSF.
In arms about
NYSF. Not safe for work.
It might not have been.
I think Shakira is very talented. So I'm
Don't fight it!
Goat? I'm fine with putting it on goat, but it might be not suitable for work.
I think not safe for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
put it on.
Yeah, too hot for TV.
That's probably fair.
Is what that was, yeah.
Super Bowl 55 was The Weeknd.
So this one was famous for
Grown City.
But it created such a good meme of him looking, like
running
trying to get out of there.
Whatever that was,
lost?
The mirrors or whatever?
Yeah.
Grown City, though. That was terrible.
Me looking for the bathroom after three beers. It's like, people like, couldn't find anything. All right, so the Weeknd we'll put in Mayo Grown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Super Bowl 56, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, 50 Cent.
Goated up.
Yeah,
this was the opposite of the Bruno. I didn't love this one watching it in real time.
You didn't?
I loved the Bruno Mars one. I knocked it down a peg on rewatch. This I rewatched, and I was like, why didn't I like that? That was amazing.
50 Cent hanging upside down like a bat.
Pretty good.
You can't beat that.
Pretty incredible.
I believe the story goes
they were like, hey, we want, you know, Dre, Snoop, Eminem, Kendrick, Mary J. Blige. And Eminem's like, well, we want 50 Cent. And they're like, no. And
kind
he's like,
West Coast thing.
He's like, well, then I'm not going to go. Yeah. And they're like, okay, 50 Cent can go, 50 Cent can go. And we can hang him upside down like a bat.
No, that was a GOAT performance. That was great.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Super Bowl 57 was Rihanna.
I'd say maybe not safe for work.
Yeah, yeah, let's put her there.
Like NYSF.
I was
not
really,
safe for work.
I was very disappointed. I was looking forward to that halftime show so much.
I thought it'd be better.
Unfortunate timing. Nothing anybody could do, but I was hoping for more out of that halftime show.
Well, something somebody, two somebodies could do. No, but God bless her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad she's happy.
No, let's put that there.
She should have done, speaking of Sandberg, should have done Shirani. And Shirani too.
Would have been a good move. What's our last one?
Last one, Super Bowl 58. Usher, Alicia Keys, Jermaine Dupri, Her, Will.i.am, Lil Jon, Ludacris.
Frisky. It was good.
Yeah, no, I'll go Frisky as well. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I had low expectations, but he also has got a bunch of hits, so that one was pretty good. So this year, how do you think Kendrick Lamar is going to be?
Frisky.
I think it'll be
good. Yeah. It won't be bad. It'll be good,
Does he do any of the Drake songs?
I bet the first song.
I think he has to.
I think he comes right out about Drake.
So it could be not suitable for work. That might be
where Drake's going to sue him.
Yeah, Drake join him.
Wow. Ooh. Squash all beefs. I'm squashing all beefs today.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow. Text line already feels very strongly about this. It can't be the GOAT unless you show nipples. So it's a loaded GOAT tier.
That's true.
Yeah.
The GOAT. There's only one.
Yeah.
All right. So GOAT, we have U2. And again, it's more based on timing. Janet Jackson, Prince, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Dr. Dre and Friends. Not Safe for Work, Madonna, Shakira and J-Lo and Rihanna. Frisky, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake and Usher. Safe Olds, Paul McCartney, Rolling Stones, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, and The Who.
That's the most accurate tier. We've never had a more accurate tier than that.
And then the Mayo Groan, Shania Twain, Black Eyed Peas, Coldplay, Maroon 5, and The Weeknd.
Nice.
I think we did it.
What do you guys think out there of our Tier Tuesday Super Bowl halftime show since 2001? You can jump in there. 617-779-7937. We'll tweet that out, Twitter and Instagram, so you can follow along with a nice graphic there from Terp. And let's get into some introductory press conferences yesterday.
Yikes.
One more embarrassing than maybe any press conference I've ever seen. We'll do it next.
Put your seatbelts on and get ready for the ride. Listen, there are going to be some challenges, but with challenges becomes opportunity, gets opportunity. But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets. So we're built for this.
Jets are built for this, says Aaron Glenn. Built for that. I mean, he's working blue.
Wow. Yeah. That's when you know you mean business. Either that or you're overcompensating. I'm not sure which. Some people say swearing is a sign of intelligence. Some say
intelligence.
That's what I've read. That's like one of those like Snapple facts or whatever. Where you're like, I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, we're the freaking New York Jets. So we're built for this.
Yeah. Wow!
I'm sorry, that's what it was. We're the freaking New York Jets. We're built for this.
But then there was also, you watched the traitors, and there were three of them were all like arguing for their lives. One of them swore, and one of the guys is a cop, and he's like, listen, we know in interrogations when you're swearing like that.
Sierra from Summer House.
Yeah.
A little too much cursing.
Spoiler.
Yeah. No, it was cursing.
Wait, we didn't say if she's there or not, Nick.
She could be a traitor.
Yeah.
Could be home.
Very easy on the eyes. That's Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. No, she...
But, yeah, she was swearing quite a bit, and one of the guys who is a police officer by trade was like, red flag.
Yeah. Well, criminals can be smart.
They can't. Well, oftentimes they are.
Yeah, a big Venn diagram.
Especially the ones that get away.
Could be an intelligent one. So, Aaron Glenn...
Coming in hot, as a lot of defensive coaches do.
Trying a little too hard to be Dan Campbell, I think. I mean, I don't pretend to
go full Dan Campbell.
But a little bit there. Like
a little bit, yeah.
He chastised the media for asking about Rodgers too many times. He's like, I'm not going to keep repeating the same answer, the same question. He's cursing.
Yeah.
So I think he's trying to deliver a little bit of that Dan Campbell
aesthetic.
Doesn't
matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Not quite.
We're the freaking New York Jets. So we're built for the
not quite that level, but you see what I'm saying? There's an element of that going on there.
Uh-huh.
And so, okay, I thought Aaron Glenn, you know, maybe trying a little too hard, but I get it. What we saw out of my guy Liam Cohen yesterday.
This was shocking because with a lot of these guys, we know the offense, we know the resume, we know whatever. Don't necessarily know what they're like at a press conference setting or an interview setting, and this was the most jaw-dropping of all.
I've advocated for this guy before for this job. Safely, I had no idea about this. But so it's Jacksonville. They have a certain catchphrase there.
Uh-huh.
Was Liam Cohen prompted to do this? I'm guessing. I would hope so. I hope he didn't do it on his own.
Even if you were.
Here's how it sounded if you missed it.
Duval.
That's not going to work.
Duval.
Hang on.
It's not going to work.
What you're not getting in the audio there is the visual.
The face that he makes.
Of like, he's almost serpentine. He's almost like snake-like. Like, he's like, his neck is like moving around. Like, he's Mick Jagger or something like that on stage. Like, he's like, Duval.
It's really.
Duval!
Yeah, it's not that at all.
No, I think even Mac did better than him.
I think you need to be a little.
Duval.
You got to be worried. You got to be petrified.
Shooketh?
You got to be
we
shooketh.
We just did the tears. Some might say shooketh.
This is where, if you're Shad Khan, you got to double check the contract. See if you can get out of it.
Can you get out of that?
See, like, maybe now's the time to bail.
Yeah, it's like.
Duval.
He already.
Shooketh.
He already bailed on the Bucks.
All right, so
at the 11th hour, maybe you got to do that to him.
Over the last few years, I feel like I've definitely analyzed these closer than ever before. And it doesn't always mean you're going to be a bad head coach, because this guy had one of the all-time intro press conferences.
Have systems in place, and we will have systems in place.
He is now in his second Super Bowl.
That's Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni looked so in over his head. I remember texting my buddy who's an Eagles fan. I was like, good luck with this guy. And he's like, I'll give him a chance. He was actually, I'll give him a chance. And he's been good. But he sounded awful. Like, there was no confidence to have in him. Dan Campbell was saying all kinds of weird stuff. So he was like a joke. He was a
punchline, but he was at least confident, but he was a punchline. Yeah.
Now, those two guys ended up being like winning a lot of games, right? And we'll see how Sirianni does on Sunday, whatever. But both have been a success. Then there's also been the other side where Joe Judge, Matt Patricia, Adam Gase's crazy eyes is one of the all-timer, and he was a disaster.
Yeah.
He was a disaster. So I don't think.
What's up, Bird Gang? Jonathan Gannon, your new head coach.
What's up, Bird Gang? I don't remember Bird that gang. One.
Also,
that was Gannon in Arizona.
How are the Eagles and the Cardinals Bird Gang? I think they both go by Bird Gang. It's like having two Death Valleys.
No. The Eagles are the birds.
Yeah, but they also say Bird Gang.
Do they?
I believe they do.
No, they say Go Birds. Bird Gang?
I think they also say it.
They're both Bird Gang?
Eagles are Bird Gang.
And Jonathan Gannon, Cardinals was both of them.
I know he was. So he's like, you didn't have to change that.
Yeah, let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Not even close. So, no, Bird Gang is legit like an Eagles fan thing, too.
I didn't realize that.
Double Bird Gang.
So do I have to bail off the Liam Cohen bandwagon, or I just gotta double down now?
So
I gotta ride out the hard times.
Well, you've seen some data.
Yeah.
And
Duval.
You gotta hope that he's Nick Sirianni.
Hang on, I'm on the fence. Let me hear it one more time.
Duval.
I'd like to retract my support for Liam Cohen. Yeah, I think it's gonna fail.
Now,
I think I'm out.
Ben Johnson was also kind of like nerdy,
squirrely, nerdy. Yeah.
Like, I guess you're gonna get that a little bit. You know, Gerard Mayo was pretty good at his press conference. So listen, you can add it to the list of things that could factor in whether they're a good coach or bad, but it's certainly not the be-all, end-all.
Okay. I appreciate, Thunder and the organization.
Okay, it wasn't.
We'll take your thoughts on this. Vrabel far surpassed yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll take your thoughts on this. 617-779-7937. And we have Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday standing by at high noon. That's next.